Well, Barry, good to talk to you. And how's the mood? What's the mood in the kingdom?
Well, I suppose it's a little bit more upbeat than it was prior to the Mayo game. But even though there's people are upbeat, I suppose they're a little bit more cautious about the Donegal game than they were. You know, we're still not sure where we're at. I think Mayo were probably, the feeling is that Mayo were probably a little bit stuck to the ground, a bit off the pace, and maybe the performance was impressive, but there's a but there, so we're all feeling that maybe next Sunday against Donegal is a real litmus test for both teams, I suppose you could say.
I think that's the general consensus. But, you know, Kerry at the same time seem to be incrementally getting better. Would that be a fair comment?
Yes, it would be, and I think that's the way they kind of had it planned going into the first game against when they played Cork in Parky Kiev. I think that they felt that they needed to get football into a lot of guys. It was probably 7 or 8 players that played in that game who had played very little football in the build-up to it, and it showed on the day. So they knew they'd improve going, you know, for the next day against Mayo. So, well, obviously at the time they didn't know it was going to be Mayo, but they knew they'd improve, and they have improved. Whether they've improved enough, I suppose we'll find out on Sunday, because Donegal are one of the teams, you know, they're in that top bracket, and they're probably going into the game a little bit fresher and, you know, more prepared than maybe Mayo were last Sunday.
And tell me, where are the big threats in Donegal seen in Kerry?
Well, Donegal are similar in lots of ways to Kerry. They have young, energetic forward line. You know, I mean, with a great leader in Michael Murphy. I suppose Michael Murphy seems like he's around since Jesus was a boy, but he's still a young, relatively young man as well, with a lot of experience, and he's a great leader in that midfield forward area. And it's hard to, I suppose, Paddy McBrearty is a player that everybody knows, and, you know, they give him a lot of respect, but he's not the only one. They have some very good players now, and they're good around the middle of the field. There's a lot of energy and running ability, and look, that's the way GAA has gone now, and the way football is, it's about energy and running ability, and I think that's where Kerry were on top of Mayo last week, because Mayo seemed to be a little bit jaded and tired. And I think it'll be a different game next Sunday. I think both teams are similar insofar as their age profile and their makeup, even though maybe Donegal have that little bit more experience sprinkled in the team. With Kerry, you know, outside of David Moore and Shane Enright, then the rest of the team are pretty young.
Again, as you mentioned, obviously a lot of talk about the Kerry forward line. There had been question marks about the defence, especially the full back line and the midfield. Were some of those questions answered last week, especially with David Moran's performance in the middle of the park?
Yeah, but look, they were answered on the day, yeah, but, you know, people, it's very easy to talk about a full back line or a defence, or you know, it all works as a unit. If your midfield are playing well, your forwards are getting more ball, your backs are under less pressure, and everybody looks good, you know. It's all down to, really, if you have possession of the ball, your backs aren't under pressure. And I think, you know, most teams talk about a full back line. If you're letting players run at them and kick balls in very easily, which was happening on the flip side. I mean, the Mayo full back line probably got a bit of stick for not playing well, but they were in hiding to nothing. The ball was coming in perfect into the Kerry forwards. They were able to make their runs. They were winning around the middle of the field, so the ball would go out and come back again 10 seconds later. You didn't even time to take a breath. So I think the whole, you know, media coverage, look, it's an easy thing for people to write about a defence being poor, but I don't think the players individually are all that poor. They just needed to work better as a unit from number one out to number nine, and it did on the day. And of course, your forwards working hard helps too. You know, the ball coming down into that sector of the field isn't as good as it could be. So it's, the whole thing is a unit, and modern day Gaelic football is down to work rate and running ability. And I think we'll see the next day. Both teams will be probably fairly solid defensively, and I don't think it'll be as high scoring a game as some of the other games in the championship.
And what's your thinking behind that? Because generally, obviously, with two classy forward lines, the general
two classy forward lines, yes, but then both teams to counteract forward lines, you know, teams will probably put a little bit more emphasis on defence, and also being a big game, a kind of a game changing, a game that, you know, will decide who's number one in this group, probably. There'll be respect, a lot of respect on both sides, and in modern day Gaelic football, when there's respect equals being careful and playing a little bit defensive. I think it'll open up that way. Maybe it might open, you know, the game will open up that way, but they might ease off a little bit in the second half. But I can see a lot of cat and mouse, especially early on, because teams it'll be very tactical, and the tactics will be very interesting. I mean, from kickouts, the Donegal goalkeeper is absolutely outstanding in the kickouts. So Kerry will have to really put a lot of emphasis on that. And Donegal are also very good defensively, and how Kerry can break that down, you know, it'll be very interesting to see how it works out.
Tell me, overall, looking at the championship, the general consensus is that Dublin are ahead of the rest. Is that the view in the kingdom?
Yeah, look, there's no point saying otherwise. They've won the last four, and there's no reason to say they're not going to win this one, but stranger things have happened. No, Cork gave them a good test the last day. I think they will be tested. When it'll happen, I don't know. We'll find out on Sunday whether Kerry or Donegal are good enough to do it. And I hope for the good of the game. I think, you know, people get bored with one team dominating, and I think it'll be good for the game if one of these teams can really step up to the mark. But I think Donegal are very similar to Kerry. There's probably question marks over the Donegal team. Are they as good as we thought they were? We'll find out on Sunday, and I think you could say the same thing about Kerry.
Tell me, looking at the other games, the other game in Croke Park on Sunday, the curtain raiser is Mayo and Meath. Mayo have to win this to stay in the championship race, really, haven't they?
Yeah, and look, I think there's a little bit of a lack of respect there. I mean, Meath have to win it to stay in the championship too. So I feel like Meath are going to cause an upset, and maybe Sunday is the day to do it. A week is a short time for recovery, and the Mayo team looked jaded last week, and carrying a few injuries to key players. Aidan O'Shea looked like he's something wrong with him. He's not running freely. Lee Keegan isn't running freely. They have a few long-term injuries. They could be caught on the day, and if Meath are up for it and Meath play to their full potential, that could be an interesting game. So I wouldn't be putting a huge amount of money on Mayo beating them.
Yeah. And of course, there's two games on Saturday as well. It's Tyrone and Cork and Roscommon and Dublin. How do you see those going? Obviously, Dublin raging hot favourites.
I think Dublin will win comfortably enough. I don't think Roscommon are the type of team that they don't really know how to play very defensive. They're kind of a swashbuckling, free-flowing, attacking team, and, you know, on the front foot. And when you play that way against Dublin, you're probably going to get picked off. I don't know if they have the quality in the middle of the field to win the midfield battle. And if you can't win midfield against Dublin, you're going to be in trouble. So you'll probably have to say Dublin there. And in the other game, Cork have improved an awful lot. But you probably think Tyrone would probably be still a little bit ahead of them. Tyrone are extremely organised, and they play a game that's hard to play against, and probably just have enough to beat Cork. But, you know, it wouldn't be the biggest shock in the world if Cork really put it up to them.
And finally, back to Donegal and Kerry. We obviously hear Donegal have lost Owen Bond Gallagher this week, broke his ankle in training on Wednesday night, and obviously that's a big loss. What's the word on the Kerry team? Everybody fitting well?
James O'Donoghue, as far as I know, James has picked up another injury in the game the last day, so I don't think James will be playing next weekend. And he's getting a run of injuries now, and he just can't shake it off. So I think James is going to be out, so that'll be one change. But as far as I know, there's a clean bill of health. But look, you know, when you play a game like that in extreme heat, and it's a game where you've got mentally and physically tuned up for it, you know, how you come out 6 or 7 days later, who knows? Mm. So I think there's a lot of ifs and buts about the game. So a lot will be revealed on Sunday afternoon.
And tell me, Barry, before we let you go, who's going to replace, or who's in the running to replace James? There's plenty of options on the bench, in fairness.
They seem to like Darren Moynihan. You know, as a corner, he's a kind of a utility forward. He can play in the corner, he can play in the half forward line. Michal Burns is another player that possibly can come in there. Tommy Walsh is another player that could possibly come in there. If I was a betting man, I'd probably say Darren Moynihan. The selectors seem to like him. He's a very industrious, hard-working player, and he'll probably come in that position. Whether he'll play in the corner, I'm not sure.